The American novelist and activist Russell Banks has died of cancer at the age of 82. Banks wrote about working-class families and immigrants who struggle on the margins of American life. NPR's Brian Mann has this remembrance.
Russell Banks was raised in a rough corner of New Hampshire and lived in an equally hardscrabble part of upstate New York known as the North Country. Along the way, he honed a love for hardscrabble people.
Most of the characters that are at the center of my stories are people that are difficult to live with, even for the fictional characters who live with them.
When I last saw Russell Banks a couple years ago at a reading in Saranac Lake, New York, I asked why he wrote with such devotion about people damaged and raw.
You know, I lived with people like that in my life, in my childhood and growing up, and they're not that different from the people who surround all of us, and we live with them and we love them.
Banks's breakout novel was Continental Drift in 1985. It's a story of a man from New England and a Haitian woman, an immigrant, whose lives collide and unravel in Florida. Banks went on to become a best-selling novelist whose stories were translated into prestige Hollywood films.
That we're all citizens of a different town now.
Adam Egoyan's rendering of Banks's novel, The Sweet Hereafter, won the grand prize at the Cannes Film Festival in 1997. It's the story of a deadly school bus crash that forces a northern town to wrestle with grief and accountability.
A place with its own special rules and its own special laws. Town of people living in the sweet hereafter.
A later film based on Banks's novel Affliction won an Academy Award for actor James Coburn. Michael Coffey, the poet and former editor of Publishers Weekly, says Banks evolved into a gritty realist.
He became quite a brilliant chronicler of race tensions in the country and what it takes to survive in this country and what it takes from you to survive.
When I spoke to Banks last in Saranac Lake, he talked about the fact that many of his characters, like his neighbors, were growing more angry, more politically disaffected. He said journalists had begun asking him a new question.
Your characters in all your books, would they have voted for Donald Trump? Yeah, they would. And the journalist was, how can that be? I like your characters. I think they're wonderful, sad, beautiful people. How could they vote for Donald Trump? That's the whole problem here. That's what we've got to understand.
Banks himself was progressive. He flirted as a young man with the idea of joining Castro's revolution in Cuba. Later, he was an activist for prison reform and civil rights. But he insisted his books were never political. His novel Cloud Splitter is about the abolitionist John Brown. When critics complained his treatment of Brown wasn't accurate, Banks said his struggle was to catch the mythic voice, not historic fact.
Brown was, for me, a powerful resonant figure where many significant lines of force crossed or converged. Race, certainly, and political violence, terrorism, religion, natural law, and so on.
Russell Banks made no bones about wanting to be counted among the really big American novelists. That's what he aimed for in a lifetime of stories about fragile people and the powerful, sometimes mythic forces that break them. Brian Mann, NPR News.